This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For all you Dunder Mifflin fans out there, tomorrow night is it your last chance to see Dwight, Angela, Jim, and the rest of them from The Office, or at least to see them during primetime on NBC. The show is already syndicated on TBS and Fox, but where does a beloved broadcast sitcom go nowadays once it's been put out to pasture? Sally Herships has this one.
The internet. Now you can watch TV anytime, almost anywhere, which means bazillions of dollars for content providers, right? Just listen to Michael Scott, the boss on The Office.
When I discovered YouTube, I didn't work for 5 days. I did nothing.
But to appreciate The Office, you have to know its storyline and characters, like Dwight's beet farm or Angela's obsession with cats. Paige Albianak is an editor with Cable and Broadcasting Magazine. She says the inside jokes make it hard for casual viewers to tune into just one episode.
Let's switch over to The Big Bang Theory, which does incredibly well in syndication. That show is not nearly as available online.
Albianak says you won't find The Big Bang Theory on Netflix or on Amazon because the cable networks and local TV stations that pay, likely upwards of $2 million an episode, expect a lot of bang for their buck.
The more they pay for it, the more exclusivity they get.
But for shows with lower ratings, like NBC's The Office or 30 Rock, there can still be life and profit after the TV screen goes dark.
The difference in the online age is that a show that underperforms on broadcast can actually find like a pretty huge audience online.
Jethro Netadog is with Hollywood website The Wrap. He says even if a show's audience is smaller, when it's online, advertisers know viewers watch episodes over and over and over again. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.